JC2S, Part 2.
Number 15A.
All right, so we go on now to the next one of life in and of life here. So we look at our epitomes. And we always practice point three in the epitome book, always seeing the flow of the epitomes. So therefore, we go back and keep culturing the flow up to life now. What have we seen so far? We've seen, well, we're certainly learning what theology is all about, aren't we? We have a different tonality of theology, perhaps, than we did when we walked in the door. That suddenly we see that this theology that Mrs. Eddy gave us was a living theology based on that living principle, love. And we can see now why she drove by the church and never went in it. Can't we? After she came back to Boston in around 1908 to set up the publications, she was in extension, what, only twice when she went on up to, after she had the little church, the first original church. We know that she was in that many times, but then when she dissolved the church and went up to Concord, I think from there she only came back to it once or twice to give talks or something. And then when she finally came back to the Boston area to live in around 1907, 1908, just a few years before she left us, as I said, to establish her publications, she took her carriage drives by but never went in. Because she says, I have nothing to do with a church which is based on just a religion that doesn't embrace the science, that insists on making it a religion and not a science. She says, I have given this textbook to the thinker, and this textbook, for the time for thinkers has come, is will take them out of a religion and take them into a science wedded to a religion, a science of Christianity. And therefore, we can begin to see what she really had in view as true theology of Christian Science, don't we? What she really meant it to be as a quote-unquote a religion of love on the living principle love, and not on an organization. So it's as if she said, I give the manual to the religionists and I give the textbook to those who want to build their church on the living principle love. So we are getting that wonderful, letting the textbook define for us that term theology, and seeing now how we are beginning to understand now how that one life, how that Christ is the Christ, appears as that life power, which is lifting out of our consciousness a dead sense of theology, certainly into a living theology. It's beginning to live within our consciousness. We feel that life spirit of theology. And we're beginning to feel it and understand it through science, through her method of science, by showing that life in and of mind, that one life we see will bring that new living theology to consciousness, because it's only will reveal it to the receptive thought. But the Christ will break down the unreceptive thought, she said. And that Christ's spirit, which is life in and of spirit, is going to evolve that concept of a living principle love as the true theology by overcoming all material resistance to this new definition of theology. And therefore she shows as life in and of soul that life, that new theology is unlimited. It has no limits. It heals sin as well as sickness because it is science wedded to theology. And therefore it breaks all limitations. And so life is principle, it sees, that new theology therefore is a life power which is based on an impersonal principle love. And that is the true church, that is the true theology, and a consciousness based, as Jesus had, on that living impersonal principle, which is love heals. And so now we come to life is life. And she brings out then that to possess this life spirit and to follow the Christ example is the theology of Christianity. So she says now to possess that Christ spirit, that all that has happened up to now is enabling us to possess the Christ spirit, to go out from that consciousness of that living principle love. So it's to possess the Christ spirit. How do we possess the Christ spirit? The Christ brings it to us. You'll hear the first and second translation here. That to possess the Christ Spirit, we don't possess the Christ Spirit by ourselves, do we? That the first translation makes us possess the Christ Spirit. So you have that sense of the first translation there under the tone of what? Life. So we have the first translation. It's Emmanuel, that God in its translation to us makes us possess the Christ Spirit. And then the second translation makes us follow the Christ example, life. Life is life, huh? To possess the Christ spirit is life, and to follow the Christ example is life. It's life is life. But it has certainly the Christ in its first translation and the Christ in its second translation behind it, doesn't it? Terrific. All right. So let's see if we can hear that in the text. Page 138 to 139, 138:17 to 139:14. Not very long text. We can handle that quite easily. So let's listen for that tone. Jesus established in the Christian era the precedent for all Christianity, theology, and healing. Christians are under as direct orders now as they were then, to be Christ-like, to possess the Christ spirit, to follow the Christ example, and to heal the sick as well as the sinning. It is easier for Christianity to cast out sickness than sin, for the sick are more willing to part with pain than are sinners to give up the sinful, so-called pleasures of the senses. The Christians can prove this today as readily as it was proved centuries ago. Our Master said to every follower, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Heal the sick. Love thy neighbor as thyself." It was this theology of Jesus which healed the sick and the sinning. It is his theology in this book and the spiritual meaning of this theology which heals the sick and causes the wicked to forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. It was our Master's theology which the impious sought to destroy. From beginning to end, the scriptures are full of accounts of the triumph of spirit, mind over matter. Moses proved the power of mind by which men called miracles. So did Joshua, Elijah, and Elisha. The Christian era was ushered in with signs and wonders. Reforms have commonly been attended with bloodshed and persecution, even when the end has been brightness and peace. But the present new yet old reform and religious faith will teach men patiently and wisely to stem the tide of sectarian bitterness wherever it flows inward. So we say, all right, let's hear what is the life is life tones, just getting the big tones here. A new era in Jesus, well, new era, a new life came forth with the Christ consciousness of a Jesus. And so we color the text on 138, starting on line 16, 17. Well, I guess I didn't do it. No. Well, I'll say it as we go. I'll try to finish coloring these texts this evening. But I'll tell you, you can just mark your text. All right, on 138, line 17. Jesus established in the Christian era, that's always a life tone, the precedent, that sense, that life, for all Christianity, theology, and healing. Christians are under the direct orders now as they were then to be Christ-like. What is that direct order now? What gives us that direct order now? The Christ in the first translation. So we are under direct orders now, life, huh? Right now. It's coming right now at the point of life. So you have the sense of life, that the Christ is coming right now at the point of life to be Christ-like, to possess the Christ Spirit. So that first translation is coming now. Life. Christ is life. To possess the Christ Spirit, making us possess the Christ Spirit, life. And it's causing the Christ in its retranslation, as we saw, making us follow that Christ example. And the outcome is always that sense of the Christ, that it heals the sick as well as the sinning. And she always refers to life back in and of soul. And the rest of the paragraph just is about that. Then she goes on and says, our master said to every follower, to everyone that the Christ has made to follow the Christ example, follow life. He said, go ye, life, go ye. The Christ is making you go ye. The Christ is life. Into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Heal the sick. Love thy neighbors as thyself. It was the theology of Jesus, she could say, or the religion of Jesus, or that living principle, love of Jesus, which healed the sick and the sinning. It is his theology that's under that tone of that living principle, love. Life, which is principle, love. In this book, and the spiritual meaning of this theology, which heals the sick and causes the wicked to forsake his way. Well, that Christ is causing the wicked to forsake the opposite way of life. And the unrighteous man his thoughts. For it is our master's theology, which is based on a life principle, on the living principle, love, which the impious sought to destroy, sought to kill, sought to persecute, the opposite of life. Then from beginning to end, that's that whole way of life of the scriptures. From beginning to end, the life tone, the way of life. Follow me, I am the way. Follow the scriptures, they are the way of life. The scriptures are full of accounts of the triumph of spirit, mind over matter. And this is just showing that. Moses proved the power of mind by what men called miracles. So did Joshua, Elijah, and Elisha. They were part of that same life spirit. That life which is life. It's just saying that these people also were of that life spirit that let the Christ, in this first translation, it let them possess the Christ spirit. In the second translation, made them follow the Christ example. They were just the same. They're just an example of this tone of the Christ is the Christ behind life is life. But she says, to them was a belief of spiritualism. See, she has a spirit tone in here as if to say, well, that belief of spiritualism can creep in, that can be turned into its opposite, that they can be persecuted. Instead of a pioneer for truth that follows the way of life is blessed, as we know, which is the right law of life, is life. That watch out for spiritualism. That's why the triumph of spirit over matter, the triumph of spirit over spiritualism, the belief that can be turned into its opposite, and that those who possess the Christ spirit and follow the Christ example, that they can be persecuted, but they can't. That's spiritualism. There's only the triumph of spirit, she says. So if you stick to the triumph of spirit, we'll handle spiritualism, and we won't be persecuted. For following the Christ is a Christ, which is life. She says that we will have brightness and peace. The present new yet old reforms in religious faith will teach men patiently and Lee, to stem the tide of sectarian bitterness wherever it flows inward. That this crisis, life is going to stem or heal that tide of sectarian bitterness, of that sense of persecution. Wonderful tone. So really done through an economy of words. So we look then at the abstraction that I did. And she's saying, okay, now we have, the next one. So we see then, she says, has epitomized it so well. I'm not sure I colored it exactly there. Yeah. Well, anyhow, we have now the overall tone is life, where we could put behind to possess the Christ spirit, the first translation as we did as life, and to follow the Christ example, the second translation. That's the theology of the living principle love. And so she says now, Jesus was the precedent. He was the wayshore, life. Huh? He was the forerunner, all that life tone, of the Christian era, of which is to follow, which is going to show that living principle love, which is going to show that those people who follow, who go out from the new theology, they're going to be able to possess the Christ spirit and follow the Christ example. So Jesus' precedent was for us to be the living principle love, to possess the Christ spirit, to follow the Christ example. That's going to heal the sick and the sinning. And then as I showed there already in what we said, and that's going to try to be persecuted. And then that tone, as I showed there, of spirit over matter, saying, don't let it be turned into spiritualism. It can't. If you just stick to the tone of spirit, that spirit will handle spiritualism, and only a pioneer for truth is going to be blessed by following in consciousness the Christ example. So she, with an economy of words, just so clearly, I like there, it just really puts it all together right on page 138, on that those lines 18. Right there is the whole tone. Sometimes she'll do it so clearly within a sentence. See that sentence there on 138, 18, where she says, Christians are under as direct orders now as they were then, to be Christ-like, to possess the Christ spirit, and to follow the Christ example, and to heal the sick and the sinning. Right there she gives the whole tone, as a Christ, as life is life. And we'll often do that. So, as I said, the whole tone now is that's the outcome of us basing ourselves on that life principle, on that living principle love, that we too will have that the Christ will bring us with that consciousness, that living spirit, that life power, which will enable us to follow the way of Jesus. And if we follow the way of Jesus, we'll heal the sick and the sinning. And for doing that, we'll only be blessed. We'll never be persecuted. And we will just keep focusing only out from that standpoint that operates within the fourth dimension of spirit, only within that one valued logic of spirit is only going on. She keeps bringing in this equipollence of God, saying that's the triumph of spirit. If we do that, then we're just in the equipollence of God, hence the allness of life in and of life, and the nothingness of the belief that those who possess the Christ spirit and follow the Christ example, who heal, they never can be persecuted. That never can be turned into its opposite, hence the awful unreality called evil. If we just stick to the one valued logic of God and go out from that standpoint of spirit and the one valued logic, it never can be turned into its opposite. Okay, so every tone I think we can see is quite powerful, building up this sense of theology. So this evening now, let's take that tone of life as truth. And oh my, what did she do? She went and gave us sub-subtones. Well, instead of going to bed at 2, it looks like we're not going to make it till 4, huh? So we see if how well we do. She just added in that sense, that life as truth, showing then that really quite nice. Let's put up the tone of the epitomes, and let's take just a look at the epitomes. Very easy. She's presenting this very, very simply. She's saying, okay, that life is truth. That one life that lifts a dead theology into a living theology. That life as mine, which is breaking down all that which is not receptive to it, that life as spirit that is breaking down all material resistance to that living theology, that life as soul, which is breaking down all limitations, that life as principle, which is breaking down the false sense of church, that life is life that is breaking down the sense that we could ever be persecuted, that life is now coming as truth, that healing Christ, that Christ is Christ that enables us to go out from that true sense of church to that has that consciousness of that living principle love, that Christ is Christ that enables us to possess the Christ spirit and to follow the Christ example and heal, that healing Christ cannot be subdued by error, she says. It never can. And she says, and I'll show you how through subtones. I'll show you that healing Christ cannot be subdued as mine by a mistaken sense of the Bible. And I'll show that healing Christ cannot be subdued by the error as spirit of adhering to opposite systems, such as atheism, pantheism, theosophy, agnosticism. It can't be held back by spiritualism. And that healing Christ spirit cannot be subdued by the air as shown as life as soul by the belief that God can be perceived through the senses. And that healing Christ cannot be subdued by the air as shown by the life tone by possessing by professions instead of practicing the living precepts to leave all for Christ. And that healing Christ cannot be subdued at the point of truth by scholasticism or ecclesiasticism. And she says, and that living Christ cannot be subdued by neglect of Christian Science, by pulpit, press, and institutes of learning. Now, isn't that easy? And so we just go in and maintain that simple logic there of life as truth, as mind, as spirit, as soul, as principle, as life, as truth, as love. And just go for the big overall view. Don't get locked into the details. And therefore, that's what we'll do tomorrow when we meet again.